Whoa, like, what exactly is happening here?
89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield.
You're listening to The Talk, talk radio for the masses, here on WTBR-FM 89.7. And now, let's talk.
Never turns it down.
Talking about what he don't know. And yet another holiday.
Yes, yet another holiday.
On Monday.
Monday.
We're back home.
Yes.
Just so you know, we taped this show on Monday. So whenever there's a holiday, we're at the studio. Hopefully we'll be able to go live back soon. But we taped this show on a Monday. And every time there's a holiday and the studio's closed, we have to do this at home. So there we go. Just so people don't figure out, well, it's Wednesday, why ain't you in the studio? This is why we're not in the studio. But as far as all is concerned, it's Wednesday.
You know what that means.
You know what that means. And we're back into our series on essential oils and aromatherapy.
Does that mean it's time to do the show and for AEW?
AEW is later, but yeah.
I'm sorry, but that just... goes in my, yes, I'm a wrestling fan. It goes in my mind. Anytime I hear it's Wednesday, you know what that means.
Thank you. So we're up to the point where we're going to talk about essential oils and pets. And Jesse started this last week with some clinical trials that vets have done on essential oils. And then I have this little thing about what essential oils are safe for pets.
Isn't there one that reacts to them and they kind of like get a little like goofy and playful and something like catnip that can go in a diffuser?
Yes. There's actually catnip you can put in a diffuser.
Yes, there is.
It's about the only oil I don't have, and it's very hard to find, but yeah. I'm sure at some point I'll get that. So go ahead and
finish up my part. Let me see. Essential oils can be... they found out that essential oils can be used as standalone for many routine ailments from behavioral problems and dermatology conditions to pain control. They also been known to interact with other medications like flea medication and stuff like that. So one that they go ahead and they add in here, and one that I found on another paper. They actually went ahead and did an aromatherapy study on horses. And one of the aromatherapy study was they had blown an air horn with a whole entire group of horses and spooked them with the air horn. This was to do the study. It wasn't to be mean. Went ahead and they corralled half the group and gave them a aromatherapy diffuser with lavender oil to see if it calmed down. The other ones they did by regular means, by having them in the stable together and seeing how that calmed them down. Yeah, to see if bonding went ahead and helped. They found out that the lavender oil and the aromatherapy diffuser actually calmed the horses down faster than traditional means of just butting them up together.
Emotional bonding.
Yeah, the emotional bond.
Yeah, because with the emotional bonding, it's because they've been around with one another and everything. They know the mood swings and everything of the different ways they act. But with the diffusers and everything, it just made it even more relaxing for them, I guess.
Yeah, pretty much. The lavender went ahead and calmed them down quicker, and it relaxed them to the point where they were, you know, they were calm before they got spooked. let me see what else.
We mentioned essential oils for pets and the cats here.
Well, of course, why not? Let me see. Sorry, I got lost in my papers here for a second. But yes, they went ahead and they also figured out that you can use essential oil in acupuncture also for pets. They certain aromas and certain temperatures and healing properties in it. They found out that you can go ahead and use it for acupuncture again if you diluted the oil for acupuncture. And that went all the way back to 2004 and 2006 with they found out that lavender oil provided an increase in short-term pain relief in humans with back and neck pain.
Yay.
So they knew that a while ago. let me see. They're also trying it for veterinary chiropractic to also soothe muscle. They'll soothe muscles, really stress and tension. And the thing is that they're incorporating it now in everyday adjustments for pets, for their backs and everything. as of March 2018, American Veterinary Chiropractor Association is now teaching vets how to do adjustments and how to incorporate the essential oil into the chiropractic medicine for it. So yeah, it is being taught and it is being used in chiropractic. So there we go. I think that's pretty awesome.
You were talking about catnip.
Yeah, actually, I have something to add to that. The very first time that I had gone ahead, you know, I had a stepmom. So the very first time that I ever stayed over at my dad and my stepmom's house, they had two cats. I had become down very, very sick with a bad chest cold and everything. And my stepmother, God love her, hands me a jar of Vicks. I rubbed the Vicks on my chest with the warning, you're going to have company. And I says, what do you mean? She turned around. She says, by the way, she says, Kelly happens to like the smell of the Vicks. And I says, which was the orange tabby that they had. And I says to her, why? She says, he just likes to smell it. And she says, it kind of gets him a little high. And I just looked at her and she says, it's the medication that they make with it. She says, that's what the camphor goes ahead and does it to him. And I went, I says, oh, okay. And me being young, I kind of didn't know actually what it meant. But now, it being older, now I know why it made the cat kind of loving me and cuddling with me all night long. I guess he was just happy with the fact that I had the Vicks on me. Is that what it was?
Yeah, it was the camphor. We were talking about catnip. and the weird thing about it is, you know, I just looked it up, that catnip oil, the essential oil, can't be used around cats.
Wow, really?
What? It's too strong because it's concentrated.
Oh.
But the benefits, there are the benefits of, for humans, for this, if I can get to the right page, is bug repellents. Catnip oil can ease unwanted muscle spasms and also help reduce the presence of unwanted bacterial, fungi, or viral activity. But you can't use it on cats because it's too concentrated to use on cats.
Interesting.
Can they be around it? Well, as long as there's a... The question was, in case you didn't hear her, because we only have two microphones, is can cats be around it? As long as your room is big and you have ventilation.
We have plenty of that.
And believe it or not, if the cat, I read this, if the cat doesn't want to be around it, he'll walk away.
Seriously?
Yeah. If it gets too much for him, and I've seen Theo do this a couple of times, with some of the stuff that we've diffused, he's jumped off the couch and he goes sits in the middle of the floor or goes into our room or something.
Right, he either goes in our room or in Jess's room.
Right, because he can't stand the smell of what's being diffused. So
he's pretty smart.
If they don't like it, they will walk away from it.
He's a smart pussycat.
Which brings us to...
Which brings you to...
our next little thing. What essential oils are safe for pets?
Ooh, do tell.
Are essential oils safe around pets? When used safely, essential oils may offer many great benefits for pets. You have to choose the right oils. Why? Because the wrong oils can be downright toxic for pets. Here today, we are going to share some essential oils that are considered pet safe. However, you still need to follow the safety guidelines, which is seek advice from your pet's veterinarian or certified animal aromatherapist, which I'm not, because I just found out that there is such a thing as a certified animal aromatherapist. I have to check that out. Never allow your pet to consume essential oils. Be careful if applying oils topically. You will need a carrier oil. Do your research to determine which carrier oil to use and how much to dilute the essential oil. And just because a certain plant is considered safe for pets doesn't mean your fur ball can handle it. Watch closely for signs of negative reaction whenever introducing a new oil.
Which would be vomiting, lethargy, throwing up, diarrhea, hives, itching, and, of course, seizures. I'm sorry I looked into it.
We're going to start with dogs. These are the oils that are safe. Lavender oil. Known for its calming effect, which was brought up earlier, lavender oil is one of the most commonly used essential oils for humans. It turns out this plant might help your pet to relax and reduce your dog's anxiety. You can use this oil on a regular basis if your dog tends to struggle with anxiety. You can also use it for certain situations that would stress out any dog, such as a trip to the vet or moving your dog to a new home. Lavender oil might also be useful for treating skin problems caused by allergies as well as burns and wounds. And as an added bonus, lavender's pleasing fragrance will make your home smell wonderful. This should get you excited if you don't care for doggy odors. Frankincense. This oil may have the capacity to fight against cancer in humans and dogs, making frankincense oil a powerful natural remedy for this deadly disease. It is antimicrobial, which means it can also keep your dog healthy by giving your pup's immune system a healthy boost. Chamomile. If your dog is suffering from irritated skin, a burn, a wound, ulcers, or eczema, you should consider using chamomile to treat your furry friend. And just like lavender, it can ease your dog's anxiety and stress. Cedarwood. This essential oil can be utilized as a natural flea repellent. Use it, which is a major plus. If you dread the thought of using chemicals to prevent fleas, it is antifungal, antibacterial, and has a pleasant scent that produces a calm environment.
And there are also pets that are allergic to synthetic ones, synthetic flea products too, believe it or not.
Yes. Clementine. That's what made her have the neurology problem.
Yeah, and that's what the main allergy is, mostly, is neurological issues.
She was who I call my sister, Allison Hall's kitty. When she was alive, she they went ahead and they put one of the topics known, frontline warning folks, be very, very cautious with the frontline. It will cause neurological problems with some animals, so I consider to talk to your vet before trying it.
And never put it on bunnies. It'll downright kill them. Never do it.
So now we're going to talk about the... That's okay. It's fine. Best essential oils for cats. Dogs aren't the only animals who benefit from essential oils. Cats can, too. If you use safely, cats can greatly benefit from essential oils. You can use essential oils in and around your home, so you and your furry feline are both able to benefit from the natural healing and relaxation benefits of essential oils. If you are ready to find out which essential oils are safe for cat care and your kitty, we're going to tell you. We're going to share some of them. We're going to start with frankincense. As already mentioned in the previous section, frankincense oil can help fight against cancer. The oil can also increase the brain's supply of blood. However, frankincense oil has the potential to increase blood pressure. If your cat tends to have high blood pressure, this oil might not be safe for your four-legged friend. How do you determine a cat's blood pressure? You put a little blood pressure cuff on them? And
yes.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, and also on top of that, their pulse rate. Their pulse rate is really, really high. Then chances are your animal has high blood pressure. And also how fast the heart's beating too determines it also. Sorry.
A helichrysum oil. This oil is antimicrobial, antibacterial, and antifungal. And because of the helichrysum's antioxidant content, it may reduce inflammation. It is also good for your cat's skin, nervous system, and heart health. Furthermore, helichrysum oil can even slow down bleeding, making it an excellent oil to have on hand in case of emergencies. Fennel oil. If you love the smell of licorice, you will love this essential oil, but its health benefits are even better than its scent. Fennel oil can help cats who are suffering from health issues, including the pituitary, thyroid, and pineal glands, and by breaking up toxins that have accumulated in your cat's tissues. The oil can also aid in detoxification. Based on their numerous benefits, essential oils make a great addition to your pet's natural healthcare routine. Just be sure to choose your pet oils safely and apply them correctly.
Interesting.
Always consult your vet.
Always consult your veterinarian before trying anything first. Don't go off half-bummed.
Right.
Yeah, it's always best to go ahead and ask your veterinarian and consult with them on any idea for a new treatment or anything like that. But yeah, went ahead and I saw I read a part of another study. They went ahead and they're finding out if you could go ahead and use different oils for fleas, and one of them, it was a mixture of lavender, sweet orange, May Jam, and something else that was inside the carrier. I forget what it was, and it actually was helping with fleas and the secondary infection from flea infestations. And the carrier oil that they used was a mixture of coconut, sweet almond, and I think jojoba was the other one. It was a big mixture of it. Although they found out that tea tree oil was not one that you really want to use on animals because it has something to do with nerves. It causes nerve issues. Even though it does get rid of fleas, they recommend not to use that one.
Yeah, we're going to get into that in just a minute. Going on, the oils that are safe for cats, of course, are cedarwood, rosemary, frankincense, and Roman chamomile, and lavender.
Oh, of course.
Now, there's a lot of oils that are toxic to cats.
Oh, boy.
And we're going to go through this list. Bay oil, birch, cinnamon, citronella, clove, eucalyptus, fir, geranium, juniper, pennyroyal, pine, tea tree, wintergreen, lang lang, all citrus oils, including bergamot, grapefruit, lemon, lime, and orange, and any mint essential oils, including peppermint and spearmint.
Because of how strong scented all those are. That's the main reason.
Oh, that's why when my bracelet's on, he kind of pulls his head back away. Oh, okay, because my bracelet has lang lang in it. That would explain a lot. Okay.
So the body of research available on the use of essential oils on pets, and specifically on cats, is still relatively small. This means that while some benefits are suggested by studies, more research is needed before it is possible to definitely say your cat will benefit from the use of essential oils in any specific way. However, many cat owners found essential oils to be safe and effective way to improve the lives of their animals. Some of the benefits reported are tick and flea repellent.
Mm.
Tick and flea medicine is widely available to keep these parasites off your cats, but not every cat owner is comfortable with using these chemicals on their animals. Some cat owners have found that insect-repelling essential oils, such as cedarwood and rosemary essential oils, may work as gentle as flea and tick repellent.
Really?
Inflammation reduction. Hmm. Many essential oils have anti-inflammatory properties that may help to address inflammatory conditions in cats. Thus, some oils may be appropriate for a cat that suffers from inflammatory condition like arthritis or for painful or inflamed areas like bruises and injuries. Frankincense is a powerful anti-inflammatory and can aid in reducing inflammation and pain when diluted. Infection treatment. A few essential oils that are safe are called antimicrobial, antibacterial, and antifungal properties, which could assist in the treatment of infections. Some studies have found certain essential oils like rosemary and oregano
to be effective
at combating certain types of pathogens commonly associated with infections in pets. This was an in vitro study, so the effects of the oils were not tested directly on the animals. Oregano.
Okay, now tell everyone why I am upset with the oregano.
Why are you upset with the oregano? I don't even know why you're upset with the oregano.
It smells like an Italian dinner. I'm serious. It smells like I've gone ahead and made a large Italian dinner and forgot the pasta and the spaghetti sauce.
Of course, she's married to an Italian.
I make spaghetti sauce all the time and stuff. But, wow, that's an overabundance of oregano.
Diffusing benefits. Diffusing cat-safe essential oils is commonly touted as the safest way to expose your felines to these oils. Some cat owners report that the diffusing diluted concentrations of a calming oil like lavender can help to calm stress and anxiety in cats at home, in the car, at the vet, or while recovering from illness or injury. And research does support this method of use of lavender with cats. That's what you came up with.
Yes.
Other cat owners note that diffusing cedarwood essential oil can help repel fleas and keep them outside.
As the cat wakes up suddenly and like, what fleas? I don't have fleas.
He doesn't.
But he woke up, gave dad a look of, huh? I don't have fleas.
Every time you mention the word, he puts his head up.
Every time he mentions the word, he just looks at you like, what?
Diluting essential oils for topical use for cats. While essential oils are usually diluted with a carrier oil for topical use on human, cats are mostly covered in fur. If you want to use an essential oil that is considered safe for cats on their skin in an area they can't lick, you can dilute a single drop of essential oil in 50 drops of gentle carrier oil like almond oil.
Yeah, that would be the space would be between the shoulder blades because they can't reach it.
And I have to stop. We only have a couple minutes left. But next week we'll be back in the studio. Maybe I'll bring some visual aids.
Ooh, visual aids. Ooh.
And we'll talk about the different things that you can actually do besides diffusing oils. We just made some. Well, I just made some lip balms.
Yes, and it works really, really well.
With peppermint oil.
Oh, yeah, with a hint of peppermint oil, and trust me, it's working perfectly.
Yeah, you can make all, and it doesn't cost much. 4 ounces of beeswax, which is the staple, is like $3 or $4.
And the best thing is with it, we ended up with 10 things, five of the tin for the lip balm.
Yeah, I used
five sticks.
I used, we got a 4 ounce bag of beeswax, so we used 2 tablespoons of beeswax. So we got a lot of beeswax left in this little concoction, 2 tablespoons of beeswax, 3 tablespoons of coconut oil, and a little bit of jojoba and the essential oils, made 10 things of lip balm. All right, we got to go. So we will be back next week, hopefully in the studio. So
we will.
On behalf of Darlene, Jesse, and myself, diffuse your essential oils. And remember, if you want to catch any of these past shows about the essential oils, check on the podcast. And we are out of here.
Have a good one.
Take care, everybody. Bye.